This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. Coming up a little bit later in the show, we'll hit up our guy, Chick Hernandez, who was at Eastern Motors yesterday in lovely Laurel with Terry McLaurin. He'll jump on at 8:45. Joe Theismann will give us his take at 9 o'clock. So we'll be all over this Terry McLaurin contract situation. Let's play a little clip, and then we'll get into what we think of the front office at this point. This is Terry. Kind of give us an update of where things stand between him and the front office.
Well, I think, you know, there has to be some active discussions, you know what I mean? Like I said, we haven't talked in over a month, and obviously with camp around the corner, like it's becoming a little bit of crunch time. And, you know, obviously you want to be in a position where you're building to what we did last year, and Jaden and I continue to build along with the offense. And that was the thing, like before I took a step back, it was, things were going great on the field. And, you know, the connection and the offense and the energy was just amazing. And so to see where it was then and where it's at now is definitely disappointing. So I don't necessarily know what happens next, but without any progressive discussions, it's kind of hard to see how I step on the field. So, you know, I'm just trying to take it day by day, honestly. And I know what the value that I bring. And again, I understand that there's a whole business and things like that, but I know that I'm going to continue to play at a high level.
I find it surprising that the front office hasn't had any contact with him about the deal in over a month.
Is this a black mark on Adam Peters?
Not yet. Not yet.
Yeah, let's see how it plays out. But like, that seems like they just want to see, in my opinion, they just want to see him squirm a little bit by not contacting him, kind of icing him out.
I would love to know exactly what that means.
Yeah.
Does that mean the agent has reached out to Peters and he's got no response? Does that mean the agent hasn't reached out to Peters
probably
at all?
He's waiting. Probably hasn't responded because they've
he's waiting for Peters to respond.
They've had initial discussions and they're nowhere close. So yeah, they're waiting for the other side to budge.
Yeah, so if both of them are being stubborn.
Well, yeah, I think that's how it works.
That's very interesting.
Yeah,
it seems like they're
dug in on each side.
And I think this was Terry's way of kind of opening things up a little bit and putting a little pressure on him.
McLaurin did say it takes two to tango, so you can make the argument, all right, the front office isn't contacting him, but he's not contacting the front office either.
Well, why should
he? Is this a little bit of a black mark on Adam Peters? I would say so in that he's your second biggest star on the team. Mm-hmm. You don't want to have him frustrated and perturbed and annoyed.
Well, if they go down
all will
route,
be forgiven yeah. when he signs a $90 million deal or $120 million mm-hmm. deal, but still, you didn't have to go down this road where you're kind of pissing him off.
They're not going to give him a long-term deal. It's going to be like a two-year extension probably
but
at best.
That's the thing. We just don't know what each side is willing to give. We don't know.
Right. We don't know where it stands right now.
If we knew that, if we knew what McLaurin's agent was asking for, you might say, oh, well, there's no reason to respond to that.
Right.
Because we're never going to give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was considerable and it's a decent number and Peters still won't respond, all right, then maybe Peters is at fault.
But even if it was an outlandish ask by McLaurin's camp, you would think that instead of just not responding,
yeah.
that Adam Peters or one of his underlings would be like, "This, come on, let's
Well, I
Let's
think
live in the real
that.
World here.
But I don't think it's safe to assume they've both indicated what they think each side is worth, and they're light years apart.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's why they're where they are.
That's
See,
the
this
problem.
Is why
they know they've indicated they know where each side stands.
But then it's just
now it's a matter of who's going to budge first, and he doesn't want to budge first. Terry doesn't want to budge first,
right? Or his agent, and who knows? Yeah. His agent might be more of a stickler than we know.
I feel like Terry is like
look, this is negotiation 101.
It is
you. Each side goes after a number, and they say, that didn't happen. All right, talk to you later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then eventually you meet in the middle.
Right. That's the whole point. But neither side wants to be the one to
give up any
leverage.
Doesn't sound
and
like
And Terry doesn't sound like a guy. I think he's a very prideful person, and I think he has every right to be. I don't see him being the first one to break down. Although I think by this, it was kind of like, it's opening up a little bit. Hopefully they respond.
I think 99% of the people are on Terry's side. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. And this is where I do think Adam Peters is botching a little bit. That you've got your star player saying you want to feel valued and appreciated.
Of course.
So he doesn't feel that way.
Totally. He's been disrespected. He feels disrespected.
Yeah.
100%. Right or wrong?
Oh, he definitely feels disrespected.
Yeah, 100%.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And I think by waiting, they're actually costing themselves money.
Yeah, especially with new deals coming up.
Yeah.
I agree. And listen, I would just be like insulted. I'd be like, you gave like basically a bum $45 million and you're expecting him to be the anchor of the defense. You know, you're expecting miracles from this guy. You bought a
You're talking about Kinlaw?
Kinlaw.
You wouldn't say that to his face.
Yeah.
I know you wouldn't say that to his face.
No, but I'm just saying here.
Right.
I'll say it here again.
I hope Kinlaw has a bomb year.
I hope he does too. But that's not my point. My point is you gave a guy who's really accomplished very little in this league, $45 million, an outsider. I get it. You know him from San Francisco. And you got a homegrown guy here who's earned every cent that he's ever made here and has shown no signs of slowing down. It's actually shown signs of getting better every year. And you're buying football cards that nobody cares about as a PR stunt for $500,000. I mean, what are you doing?
It's a weird spot for the front office to draw a line in the sand.
You're going
to
pick a fight with this guy?
The second most popular player on the team.
There's plenty of other guys.
I understand that. And again, I still would love to know what numbers Terry and his agent are asking
for. I'm sure
they're
asking for the moon.
And what Peters is willing to give. But the Kinlaw, it's all about age. It's this whole age.
I understand, but there are exceptions. There are guys that do perform at a high level after age 30.
I agree.
There are guys that have done it.
And I think eventually it would get done, but that's the reason he is not signed yet.
But you can mitigate the age issue by giving him more money up front and giving him a shorter term.
And like, maybe that's eventually what's going to happen.
I would think that's probably the way it's going to play out.
Yeah.
But it's frustrating for everybody that we're a week away from training camp. And you've got Terry at Eastern Motors, you know, killing the organization. And it's just, it's kind of an ugly look.
If they decide to go down the road of, we're just not going to pay the guy anywhere near what he wants, and we're just going to make him play this, and we're just going to franchise him for 2 years, it's going to be an awkward 3 years.
It's almost like the Kirk Cousins thing, like repeating itself.
He joked that he's not in a Kane and Walker.
Right.
Hey,
and he doesn't have that much tread in his tires.
Matt, play clip number two. We'll play one more clip, and then we'll go to calls here. Play clip number two. Where Terry's frustrated.
Understanding it's a business, is it hard for you to separate the business from the emotion here?
Of course. You know what I mean? To a certain degree, when you feel you have a way of feeling that what you've proven up until this point, and when you see that is put in front of you of how somebody perceives you or values you, that's disappointing. You know what I mean? It's a little bit disrespectful to me. And again, like, The front office, the ownership, they have to do what's best for the team. I understand that, but I also know what I bring to a team. And I feel like I've proven that day in, day out. There hasn't been anything that they've asked me to do since they've been here that I have not done willingly, openly. And I'm not saying that that's not what I'm supposed to, that's what I'm supposed to do as a leader. But you would think when that is displayed consistently over years of time, then that would be, you know, honored and respected. And so, again, the toughest thing is just, you know, having to be in this limbo. And but I haven't stopped working. You know, I work my tail off. And
yeah. All right, let's pass up these calls.
Terry's going to be one of those guys when he's 65, he's going to look 45.
He's going to be like Daryl Green.
Yeah. And, he is. And you know what? He's going to have a huge chunk of money left, too. He's not going to be one of these guys you're going to hear about that's like in debt. No. Doesn't have any cash.
No, no, no. He's
scraping
smart.
By.
No,
he's like a smart dude.
He's smart. He's I believe smart his dad guy. Was military.
Yeah,
he's smart. Guy.
He looks so much younger. I mean, he's if I didn't know who he was and I met him or saw him on the street, I'd say he's probably 25.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's 30.
He's the wrong guy to pick this fight with, in my opinion. Yeah. Let's go to Dennis in Reston. Dennis, what's up?
Good morning, guys. You know, this is last thing I said to you, you know, last time we spoke, this has been going on forever and ever. I personally, and people may not agree with me, and I tried to get this call in yesterday, but you guys were too busy. I like Terry McLaurin. I like Terry McLaurin a lot. I like Terry McLaurin more than I like Adam Peters. Adam Peters has been here 1 year, and Adam Peters is at fault for this, and Terry McLaurin is the definition of a team player, a team captain, a role player, a leader, this, that, and the other thing, okay? And if Adam Peters doesn't get this done, and I mean get it done quickly, Adam Peters is the one that needs to hit the road. You guys have a nice day.
So now you want Adam Peters
hit the
gone.
Road, Jack.
That's funny.
Well, I'm telling you, they're losing the PR war on this. Maybe they don't care, but they're losing the PR war.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to Kevin in D.C. Kevin, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm with him, man. Adam's got to do it. Like, you were in San Fran. You paid an often-injured McCaffrey. Like, only thing that will rectify the situation is if Jaden Daniels come out and say, I need my receiver. He has to pull what Joe Burrow did. I need my receiver. Josh Harris, you was in. You paid an often-hurt Joel Embiid. And you just bought an awful Kyle Lowry back and paid him in Philly. Pay the man his money. The fan base will be divided if Terry is gone somewhere. I don't care if he get Michael Jordan for him. The fan base is going to be divided. He's going to lose all the stars that he just gained.
Yeah, I agree. I don't even think the fan base would be divided. I think they'd be pretty united behind Terry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Russell. Russell, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, there's definitely a bit of frustration on AP's part, but I will take in consideration some of the late signings with Debo, with Brandon Ayuk when he was still with San Fran. They were signed like in August. Yeah. And I know as camp approaches, you know, but still, the lack of communication is so unprofessional, especially, I mean, you definitely said it, they will die on the PR part. Mm-hmm. Terry is the professional of professionals. There's no siding with, you know, the business aspect. I get it. We don't always like it, but you've got to get this deal done. Again, the lack of communication when, you know, DQ's still in touch with him, when, you know, you got Luvu, you got Wagner, you know, Jaden, everybody's in touch except AP. So, you know, again, only because of the late signings like in San Fran, I want to give AP a little bit of credit, but he's going to die on this, man, because there's no – the fan base is Terry, 100%. If you're a skin fan, born and raised, a Commander fan who we're longing to go back to our heritage, you got to get this deal done. And obviously the message that it sends to the rest of the locker room because of who Terry is, not only the player, the leader. And if you're going to show this kind of disrespect on that level, it's going to reverberate through the locker room, and that's not a good thing going forward after what's just been built and established.
Well, Peter's in front of us. They're not dumb. They know who's going to win and who's going to lose the popularity contest.
Yeah.
They know that they're getting painted as the villains while Terry's the hero. They're well aware.
They know. But yeah. I don't think they don't care about that
because they couldn't care less.
Well, I don't think Peters is going to die on it because eventually he's going to sign him.
Right.
Well, they're going to lose the PR war, and they're also going to be a worse football team.
If
he's
not signed. If it
doesn't get resolved. And, I mean, maybe they could patch it together, and Terry's such a professional, he'll play hard even if they just get no deal done, and then they just plan to franchise him. But that's just going to be a miserable 2-3 years. Please avoid that.
Look, that would, if it went
please
into the
avoid that.
If it went into the regular season and he still doesn't have a deal and he's just playing his last year out, kind of like Ja'Marr Chase did, all right, that's a different story. But eventually, if it's August 8th and he gets signed, everything's fine.
Yes, of course.
All right, we'll take more of your calls next at 800-636-1067. Are you blaming Adam Peters in the front office for the Terry McLaurin contract situation?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Chick Hernandez will jump on at 8:45. He was out at Eastern Motors in Laurel yesterday with Terry McLaurin, who spoke. We played some of the clips earlier listening to Terry. How much blame are you putting on the front office right now for making him frustrated?
Kind of pissing off one of your stars.
Maybe
Terry's representation is asking for an absurd number. I wish I knew the number that they were.
I'm sure they're starting high.
I'd love to know the number that Peters is throwing back. I'd love to know both numbers.
I kind of think I know, but I could be way off.
What do you think you know?
I'm guessing that the whoever the agent is for Terry is asking for mid 30s.
He's represented by I have it here.
And then they're probably offering somewhere in the high 20s.
He's represented by Buddy Baker and Tony Bonagura.
I bet they're not even that close.
They're probably coming back at 27, 28.
I bet they're not even that close.
And maybe it's a guaranteed money deal and not an actual per-year deal, but I don't know.
Yeah.
That's just my
guess.
Definitely
guaranteed money. The guaranteed money is way lower than what he wants based on the years, too.
Yeah,
they're probably light years apart.
Buddy Baker.
Yeah, that's his guy.
I'm just saying, I'm Team Terry. It'd be a hard situation for me to get away from it.
If I did a poll right now, Team Terry or Team Commander's front office?
It would be 95% Team Terry, higher. Might be 98%.
I would think. I'm Team Terry, and even if, got to overpay a little bit for his age, based on his age and some other stuff.
Well, it should be that way because fans shouldn't care what the owners pay the players. Yeah,
they should never care about that. I mean,
it's not their money.
You just want
the best players on the field.
Well, some people worry about the salary cap and stuff, but I think there are ways.
But most regular people should always side with the players over the owners.
Over management.
Yes. Every single time.
I'm the exact opposite.
What? Yeah. Well, you're part of management, so this makes sense.
No, I've always felt this way about my. There's a salary cap. You can't just give players whatever they want because you want to see them get the bag or whatever, and you want to be happy for them. That's not how it's a business. They have 53 guys. They got to fit on the roster or more, and
they'll fit them.
You got to figure it out.
You can't just say that. That's why their whole arc. That's why
you just got to figure it out, man.
And you keep
your best players happy.
I prioritize my top players.
Just say, oh, just give Terry another million or two, whatever, just give it to them. That's not how it works. They cut guys for $800,000 all the time.
Yeah,
they
but you don't do that to guys of this caliber. He's everything you want. He's everything.
This is not
you
Luke
want.
McCaffrey holding out. This is your second best player.
This is not like Marshawn Lattimore.
You make sure you take care of him.
There's a reason they're drawing the line. There's a reason, and it might just be that they're starting with Terry, and this is how they want to establish their culture of it.
Salary cap goes up every year, and you can get rid of players in the offseason to adjust.
Jason, why wasn't this done in March? Why wasn't this done last year? If it's so easy,
I
understand what he wants.
No, I understand it's part of the business. I'm just saying the fans shouldn't feel like, wait a minute, Terry. You can't ask for that.
Look, if
the fans are going to be on Terry's side because they don't care about the money.
Being proactive.
Adam Peters cares about the money.
Being proactive in deals like this helps. We saw Sauce Gardner sign for $30 million per year yesterday. The Denver Broncos extended Patrick Surtain, I think it was last year, at $24 million per year. He's now bumped down to the fifth highest paid cornerback in the league. He's probably the best cornerback in the league. There's an advantage to signing guys early, and they chose not to.
Yeah.
They might make the argument that it's early because he still has another year left on his deal.
Okay, but if you're planning on re-signing him, sometimes it's better to be proactive, get the ball rolling early, instead of seeing the news that, oh, Garrett Wilson just signed for $130 million. That kind of resets the market. And I understand it's different because Garrett Wilson's 24 and Terry's approaching 30. So that's a huge difference. But getting to the table early does have benefits sometimes. Yeah. Not all the time, but sometimes it does.
Let's go back to the phones. 1-800-636-1067. Is this tainting your opinion about Adam Peters and the Commanders front office?
I will say for the record, not yet. But if it doesn't get done and they're just going to just like push him to, you know, and franchise him and just, you know, then I will be annoyed. Let's go to Gary.
Good morning, Junks.
What's up, Gary?
Thanks for taking my call. Just one point I want to make before I get into my main point. I don't think that Adam Peters needs to worry about the culture of the locker room if he doesn't do this, okay, if it doesn't get done. That, you know,
if they traded him, you think it wouldn't hurt?
No, if they traded him, I think that may be a problem. But just the way they're approaching the contract situation, because at the end of the day, if they walk into the room and say, why didn't you do this for Terry? I don't want to negotiate with you. Well, you're 24 years old. Terry is 30. That's the difference. Okay. So I don't think, and those guys are going to take the money if it's good. So I'm not worried about the culture part. I'm not worried about Terry not playing in training camp. I don't care about that. Put him in bubble wrap. If you get it done the day before the season starts, Terry is going to be the guy that's going to be ready to go. We saw this years ago with Michael Irvin. We just came off a Super Bowl winning championship. Michael Irvin held out until the Wednesday before he got signed, the Wednesday before the game, and he had a great season. Terry is that kind of guy as far as being committed. But what I want to say is I have no problems with Adam Peters, okay? We don't know. We hail him for
You're not a Skins fan.
No, I am a Skins fan. What are you talking about?
How are you talking about Michael Irvin?
Yeah, I mean, and we and the Cowboys.
Yeah, what is that? You're not a Skins fan.
No. The reason why I brought up Michael Irvin is because we thought he wasn't going to play. Okay? That was a Monday night game. He was holding out. We thought he wasn't going to play. And then he played. And then he played lights out. I always remember that. How can this guy not have a training camp and then come out and play great? I put Terry in that same position that he's going to be committed while he's out. He's going to be ready to go. And I would prefer him to sit out because I don't want him to tear his knee up in training camp.
I don't think people are worried about him playing and being ready. I think most people expect Terry McLaurin to be doing the work and being in shape and being ready to go whenever they sign him. But to your point about the locker room, neither of us are in the locker room and you don't know. What I'd say is yesterday, after he speaks,
thanks, Gary.
Jeremy Reeves, who was one of the team captains, one of the most respected guys, he went on Twitter and said, the proof on tape and how you show up to work every day. You one of one, 17, always have been family. And it's possible, I don't know, it's possible that the players lose respect for the front office members.
I think it
because
does.
Of the way they're handling their star.
I think it would hurt the vibe.
Right.
And I'm sorry, I'm an old school guy. I believe what Charlie said, you could always kind of outrun the cap, figure out the cap. They could figure it out if a million here, a million there. They can make it work.
Charlie Casserly.
Yes. Let's go to James GM. In D.C. James, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? Thank you for taking my call.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm for Terry, but I'm not getting rid of, you know, the front office because of that. Like, they just changed the whole organization within a year. Like you expect us, if this was Dan Snyder, then what? You know what I mean? Like, why would you?
No, I like they've done everything right so far, and hopefully they do this right. But if they botch this and he's sort of disgruntled, I just think it's bad.
Not necessarily. I feel like they work it out. Terry's just an older receiver right now, and it's too bad we couldn't have him, you know, when JD came in. But JD's the reason, and the front office is the reason the whole organization has changed around. Like, Terry's a great receiver, yeah, and I would love to have him for years to come. But at the end of the day, it is a business, and the Commanders organization will be there even if Terry's not there.
Sounds like he's team front office.
Your team front office.
This guy's a rare bird.
Your team front office. God bless you. Thank you, James.
Look, so far, the front office has hit home runs all along the way. But I remember us having this discussion. Everybody celebrated when we had that Burgundy and Sold party.
Yeah.
Everybody was on fire. And then everything that Josh Harris seemed to do, everybody just started acting like he was a god. He's not. He's not infallible. And that's the same case with Adam Peters, the whole Adam Peters and Adam Peters we trust. He's going to have swings and misses.
Sure.
And so he can botch this.
But it's still a much more competent. It's a much more competent front office and ownership group than what people have experienced before in the last 25 years. And when you compare it to the Snyder reign, I mean, it's night and day.
Yeah,
with the way they've handled things, the classiness of the organization. They just announced yesterday that Art Monk's number is going to be retired during the season. Like, they're taking care of things that should have been taken care of a long time ago. So they're doing most everything right. But they've stepped in on a bit of a landmine here with Terry McLaurin. So we'll just have to see how it plays out over the next couple weeks.
Well, think of the way that they did the Daryl Green halftime celebration.
Yeah.
Absolutely perfect. And compare that to the Sean Taylor installation.
Well, there's no comparison.
Yeah.
But I will say that, you know, when I saw the Art Monk thing that they did yesterday, which is great, I still had a little bit of bitterness in the back of my mind because I'm like, their current star, your current Art Monk.
Yeah.
You're not doing right by him yet.
I thought you were going to say because he played for the Jets and also at the end of his career.
Well, no, but that also happened because of disgruntlededness over contract.
Yeah.
And also
Jets and Eagles.
The timing of the Art Monk thing is, hey, let's, you know, while we're embroiled in this contract controversy with Terry,
let's distract you with the
Art Monk news.
Didn't distract me.
Don't look over here.
In fact,
look here.
It angered me.
Yeah.
That's actually a Snyder special.
That was
look over here what we're doing to the old guy that we disrespected 20 years ago.
Right.
No, let's deal with the guy right now, the heart and soul of this football team.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to AJ and Frederick. AJ, what's up?
What's going on, man?
What's up?
To me specifically, this is an issue of intellect versus emotion. Because if you're a true fan of the organization and the company, because the Redskins are a company, it's a business, the front office is part of the company. Their job is like an HR in reference to any company, is to protect the company.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, we want Terry. We love Terry. We love what he's done on the field. But it's your GM's, it's AP's job to make sure he's getting the best deal and setting up the team in the future to make the best deal.
Everybody understands
so
that.
Build the team.
Understand
That's
that.
The whole point of his job.
Understand
so
that.
Why would I be frustrated with him doing his job?
Well, because you're potentially pissing off and maybe fracturing a relationship with your star player, your heart and soul of the team. I understand Jaden's more important probably, but Jaden's value goes down without Terry. Everything goes down without Terry.
Yeah, I think the only way you feel that way is if, AJ, is if Terry McLaurin is asking for an outrageous number that he clearly doesn't deserve.
And I'm assuming that's what the case is right now.
That's standard negotiation.
No
start
to
high.
Disrespect
it might
Terry
be.
McLaurin.
But
he's trying to make the best decision for the team right now and moving forward. It's like having a pocketbook or a budget. You have the budget for the now and the possible later. We don't know what Terry's going to look like in 2 years. Terry is an older receiver. So we're trying to make the best decision for the team now and in the future. Terry, on the other hand, his perspective is I'm trying to make the most money I can possibly make as soon as possible because he understands the life in the NFL is not a long life. It's a short career. So he's trying to –
His
perspective
we understand
is more about
that.
What's important to him. Mm-hmm. AP is about what's important to the team.
Right.
Yep, you're right.
What's the point, though? Everybody knows that.
Well, he's sticking up for Adam Peters.
Not are you against AP or are you for AP or are you for Terry? I'm for the team. And at the end of the day, I want what's best for the team.
All right, do you think it's best for the team? Let's just say they save a few bucks and they maybe in that last year they escape a playing an aging receiver who maybe only catches 50 balls instead of 80 because he's nearing the end. You're happy with that and versus getting it done.
Well, I would expect AP to make a move at that point. If you're not spending money, and this is the other thing. Let's be clear who has the power in this negotiation. Terry's under contract. He's not a free agent.
Right.
Okay. So, and they also.
So if they move him, you're okay with it.
If they move him. 3 years.
If they move him,
you're okay. Terry has to play football or he's not going to play in the NFL.
Are you okay with them moving him?
Am I okay with losing him?
No, trading him.
Trading him.
Trading him, it's possible. It depends on the situation. It depends on what we're getting back. Because I trust AP as far as drafting is concerned. So it depends on what we're getting back. Honestly, I love Terry. Don't get me wrong.
Say you get 100 first-round picks.
Well, of course you would.
Well, of course. If I get 100.
I wouldn't do it.
You give me 4 first-round picks, I'll trade you Terry.
I would.
You give me 3 first-round picks, I'll trade you Terry.
I love Terry McLaurin, but if you offer me 100 first-round picks,
I don't even know if I'll be around for those 100 picks. In fact, I know I won't be. I'm going to be around, hopefully, knock on wood, unless I wrap my car around a tree or find a tumor on my Bozak. I'm going to be around for this season. That's what I care about, this season.
Oh, I care about Jaden's career. So I respect what you're saying because I definitely care about this season because that's included in his career. But I feel like we have
a disconnect
here to be good for a while.
Thank you for the call. And the disconnect is fans, they care about the here and now. Peters cares about 3 years out, 4 years out. Like he can't just focus on the 1 year. He can't just focus on 2025. Even though it's important and they're trying to make a run.
But he knows
with a rookie quarterback on a cheap deal.
You're right. But he knows how important keeping Terry on his roster for the next 3 years is.
It affects the culture of the other guys though. When they see you give a bum $45 million and then the guy's been the heart and soul of your team,
if he stays a bum, all right, well that's on AP. If Lattimore doesn't work out, that's on AP.
Right. Yeah, if Tunsil's a flop.
If Tunsil doesn't work out and he's hurt in week 6 and he misses the rest of the year, that's on AP.
If Debo flops, didn't give up that much for him. Like, that's it's calculated risk.
Yeah, it's a fifth-round pick.
Not
the
that
other, those other three are big question
they
marks.
They are.
1-800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Hey, bank local, cheer local, and business every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
Welcome back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. We've got Chick Hernandez joining us in an hour, and then Joe Theismann at 9 o'clock. We can talk to him about Art Monk, who I believe becomes just the sixth uniform for them to retire.
Yeah, they've kind of unofficially retired numbers. I'm not 100% convinced, but I think he becomes the sixth. I don't think they've given an 81 since he left, right? The equipment manager would sit there and hold them.
I mean, that's like somebody going in and asking for 44. Like, they'd be like, what are you doing?
They haven't officially retired a lot of them. Now, this one I understand they're going to, but a lot of them they've been sitting on.
Yeah, I mean, you've got Sonny, right?
Yep.
You've got Sammy Ball. You've got Bobby Mitchell.
Daryl Green.
DG.
Daryl Green and Sean Taylor.
Yep.
Yeah,
and Sean Taylor, right?
They haven't done Riggins yet.
That's nutty.
And I mean, they will. That's probably the next few years.
But the problem is that there has come a point where you're taking away big numbers and there's a limited finite number.
There's still plenty of numbers to pick from.
Yeah. I guess
if you have less than 10 numbers retired, there's a bunch.
Yeah, less than 10. But could
the Celtics have like 20 retired?
Probably.
Yeah.
But so many.
Wonder why they
so
didn't
jealous.
Do Riggo and Monk the same day. I don't know. Retire them both.
I think it was.
They want to give them their shine.
Yeah. Okay.
It was a big distraction. Look at Terry. Look at what we're doing to this guy. I was actually a little bit perturbed. To be honest.
It kind of upset you.
Yeah, it made me think about Terry. You're doing the right thing here. 20 years later, let's do the right thing now, today, present time.
They're going to do the right. They're going to do right by Terry. It's just going to take some time.
Yeah. That's what I've always thought. That's what I always thought, but I am getting.
I can't remember which date I predicted, but I think it's right around maybe a week into training camp.
Yeah,
you gave August 3rd or 4th.
He would be stupid to hold out too, and I think he's a smart man. He's a smart guy.
Don't give up $50,000 a day. Yeah, even though sometimes the team will just forgive it. Sometimes go in, be a hold in, go to the meetings. Don't step foot on the field. Just be there.
Yeah.
Sound life advice.
Let's go to Andre in Manassas. People want to chime in. I mean, I'm telling you, man, he's up there with your Ovies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jaden's up there after 1 year, but Terry is up there.
People love him.
He's your Mount Rushmore of current athletes in this town.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Him, Koulibaly. Who else? Ovi.
Let's go to Andre.
AJ Johnson.
In Manassas. Andre, what's up?
He's up there with you two, Cakes, representing the DMV.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Andre. Called you the wrong name.
You know, I guess two things. With Terry, I guess my question is, what has changed? You know, in the entire spring, early summer, you guys were saying nothing to see here. They're going to get him signed.
Well, just his frustration. Right now, just his frustration.
Okay, frustration.
You would hope that they'd be a little bit closer and that things would feel in a little bit better spot.
And I guess my second point is, I mean, and I have no idea. I have no file on this. I mean, but if Jaden Daniels is him, and Jaden Daniels is not just a franchise quarterback, a top five franchise quarterback in the league, how do you take that into consideration when signing Terry, knowing that you have to sign Jaden Daniels? I don't know exactly. 3 years from now? 2 years from now?
Well, not only that, you're taking away his best weapon. Forget about 3 years from now, you're negotiating with Jaden.
I don't worry about Jaden one bit.
They'll have the money.
Trying to sign Terry.
That's not going
to
be
Okay, I just want to make sure. I mean, I'm not going to make sure, but I mean, I know everyone's talking about
it. You stunt his development if you take away his top receiver. Right?
Terry's going to play this year. He has to play.
Yeah,
he will.
I think he'll play, but
he's going to be there.
The only way they botch this is if they trade him. But he's going to play. He's not going to sit out the whole year. And I think they're going to get a deal.
I just don't see them trading him when they're in a win-now window.
I don't think they will.
Like, I think it's they're in go-for-it mode.
3% chance.
Why would you get rid of your second-best offensive player when you're in go-for-it mode?
That would really irritate
And you could be one of the favorites. You're one of the favorites in the NFC.
The only way you would do that is if Buddy Baker won't get off the number he's looking for, and there's no way Adam Peters is going to sign him for that. That's the only way you would do it. But we have no idea what the numbers are.
Let's go to Mark. You can assume generally where they are. Like what Terry's asking, you could assume.
Mm-hmm.
Probably mid-30s, he's probably asking. And then probably willing to move around a little bit on it. Mark, what's up?
All right, hey, Mark. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, bud? Come on, let's go.
This Mark and Largo?
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Hey, Cakes, this is Cass making it happen. How you doing?
What's up, man? Thanks.
Look, I'm Team Terry, but I think I understand why AP is taking so long on this.
All right.
And I don't know why nobody's talked about this. There's a very good chance Trey Amos is not going to report to camp on Friday. And a bigger issue that's going on here is there are a lot of second rounders, about 30 of them. It already started with the Chargers on Saturday, where they want guaranteed money. Now, I'm not saying Trey Amos is more important than Scary Terry. He's not. But I think what has happened is this guaranteed money contract has caught the front office off guard for the second round. And I think what they're trying to do is get Trey in, because let's keep it real. You can get Terry in within by the 8th, what you were saying, Jason,
mm-hmm.
or the 9th. As long as you get him in before Labor Day, all is right with the world with the fan base. We're fine with that. But Trey Amos not being able to play or coming in or even lackluster with something like that, he's going to fall behind everything else. And for some strange reason, I don't know why a lot of people aren't talking about this. Now, Terry is more important. We all understand that. But he's a vet. And if we get him in here in August, all is right in the world. Trey Amos, on the other hand, with this guaranteed money, there's a chance that him and a bunch of second rounders could do a holdout. And if that's the case, we got a big issue on our hands, which I'm so surprised no one from this station or 980 or anyone in the NFL is not talked about.
I mentioned it yesterday.
It's way down the list. Let's be honest. It's way down. A guy who hasn't played a down in the league, you're not going to focus on him more than your top wide.
I just assume the second rounders are going to get signed.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all kind of slotted. I just don't pay attention to that.
All right, let's go to Rodney in Orlando. Hey, Rodney, you're on with the Chuckies.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing this morning?
What's up, Rodney?
Doing well. What's up?
Good, man. Hey, I think right now where you're at is you're on about a 50-50 fence, and I see the position on both sides. Terry saying that even though I'm 30, wrong side of 30, I'm going to perform because then I'll have a quarterback throwing me the ball. So the numbers that I put up this year, I'm going to continue to put those numbers
up. He's also saying I have less wear and tear. I take care of my body, take pride in my body, put all the work into it. I'm always healthy. I'm always available. I don't miss practice. I don't miss games. I just had my best year. I'm as fast as I've ever been. There are exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying I'm an exception.
Yeah, I totally get that. But on the AP side of things, he's probably saying, okay, that's great, But, you know, so let's take this 1 year that you have remaining and let's prove that to me. And then after that, I will give you whatever you're asking for. Even if it's not, you know, what you're worth, I'll still give that to you because you proved that. So I think, you know, that's kind of where we're at. You know, Terry saying, I'm going to give you these numbers. Front office probably saying, you know, I want to wait that this year to prove that, because you got to remember, in two seasons, they're probably going to have to pay Jaden the highest paid contract ever. And if Terry, let's say, if his production level falls off in two seasons and he still has a contract for another two, let's say he signed a 4-year deal, 32, 33 mil, and these next two seasons he doesn't produce, is he going to give some of that money back so we can so we can sign Jaden on a big deal? So that I think that's kind of where both sides are. Thanks for taking my calls, fellas. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you, Rodney.
I mean, people are talking about Terry McLaurin like he's 35 or 36 years old. If he signs a 3-year deal, he's going to be in 30, 31, and 32 years old.
Yeah.
That's not that old by wide receiver standards.
I know. It's the stickler in this particular negotiation.
I know.
The guy's 29 years old.
Right.
He won't be 30 until the season starts.
September 15th.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. They'll figure something out.
If he was a running back, you'd be out.
If he was a running back, I'd put him out to pasture.
Right.
At this point, 29.
Let's go to Luke. Luke, what's up?
What's up, fellas? Hey, listen, we should not be I love Terry. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But we are building a program here, and we can't be emotional. I have been to games where we hardly even know if Terry's playing because he ain't done that. And don't get me started on how much money I lost to FanDuel because he couldn't get 60, 70 yards. We need to be patient.
Fantasy business.
Most of that probably was some pretty shaky quarterbacking, though, right? Wouldn't you agree?
Okay, so if he – But if we have the diamond in the rough, which is the quarterback, then we can get any receiver in that slot. I mean, I just don't think we should overpay. Pay him, yes, because he's been great. But
do you think it's
overpaying
if you slot him in the top 5 or 6 receivers in football? Do you think that's overpaying?
Yes, he's too little. I mean, $100 million for 4 years.
He thinks Oz and Noah Brown are going to do the same job as Terry McLaurin. And I'm sorry, that's just not the case.
I don't think he said that.
He basically just said that.
He didn't say they're going to do the same thing.
I think he's just saying that he's small and he's not going to want to.
He's not going to want to pay him one of those as one of the top 5 guys.
I think you got to pay him what the number, like what he's produced. And he's produced like a top 5, top 10 type of guy. And you got to figure it out. Usually those guys, you pay him a little more, maybe, because they're going to get surpassed by the next contract. Yeah. The next thing you know, by. This time next year, Terry will be the 20th highest paid receiver.
That's the way it works every single year.
Yeah. So, all right, we're going to continue to talk about it throughout the show. Of course, we got Chick that's going to call in at 8:45. He was there yesterday. We got Joe T. You know, he's a big Team Terry guy. Yep. He's coming on at 9. And, of course, we have Steve Sands. Let's talk about the British Open. Tees off tomorrow. We have him at 9:45. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.